Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday night, March the 11th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour. In studio tonight with Angie Evers, back live on a Friday night. And I have had a very busy day, as busy a day as I can have at this point. Went around today, went to Columbus, had an interesting visit down there. I'll get into that sometime down the road. But went to Wendy's today, had a hamburger. First hamburger I've had in a long time, enjoyed that. Had some regular, well, I guess it's regular diet soda. That doesn't make much sense. But I had four of them today, and that was good. And I'm still kicking here tonight. So hopefully we'll go the duration. Phone lines are open. It is the home studio number, 740-751-4038. Hope everything's sounding good. Call and let us know if it's sounding good. Call and let us know that you're out there listening. 740-751-4038. Hello.
Hello. It's Friday night.
So what have you done the last 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, I've had some life changes the last couple weeks.
All right. Let's hear about them.
Well, I changed jobs. So I've been, this week, I've been in training. Next week, I have training. And, yeah. So I'm not sleeping well at night. I had a migraine yesterday, and then I had a headache today. So I'm hoping once I get through everything, I'll be back to normal.
Anxiety.
Oh, I'm sure. Just changes in general. I think it just is a little difficult. I'm happy with the change. So.
Well, you got to go forward, not backward.
Right.
That's the motto for this weekend, because Sunday morning we spring ahead at 2 a.m. an hour.
This Sunday? Well, you know, Brandon's birthday was yesterday, my son.
That's good.
But he's out in California, so I mailed him a card and some cash. So
that's a good mom.
He did get it. I asked him if he did get it, and he said yes. So, but that's about all he said. He's busy, so I don't get to talk to him very much.
You know, today was a busy day, but I liked, you know, being out, being able to, you know, at least get in the car. But I drove this morning for the first time in 8 days to get a pop before the show this morning, and that felt normal. Now, I had to go inside, though. Now, this was the big conversation this morning. Why are people complaining about the gas if they will sit in line at a drive-through?
I don't know. I mean, people still have to get out and drive.
Well, I'm not. People who go to work, people who do this, that's fine. But you don't have to sit in the drive-thru for 20 minutes.
But what if they have their doors locked? Then you don't have an option.
They weren't locked this morning when I was there, because I went in.
Oh, you didn't want to wait.
No. I wasn't going to wait in that line. That line was ridiculously long. There were three people inside.
Oh.
I thought there's no crowd inside.
Every line was long this morning, because I drove up 95 this morning, and I saw there was the cars were on the road at Tim Hortons and Dunkin'. So
I put an N95 on and went inside.
You did put your N95 on?
I did, but I was only in there for a short period of time. They've left all the spit guards up, which are good. That way I don't have to come in contact with people.
Yeah. Well, that's good you were able to get in and out.
And again, the phone lines are open. This was the question this morning. We had a lot of calls in regard to this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
So, you know, if you have the mobile app, McDonald's mobile app, all you have to do is order a pop on there, and they will bring it out to your car.
How long does that take?
Not long.
Well, maybe this is why the lines are backing up.
Why?
Because people are doing that. That seemed like that would take you away from the grill or something.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I've done that before.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's okay. I mean, it's, if it's there, use it. But maybe this is one of the problems they're having.
Could be. Well, there's several places that I like to order online, and then you just run in and grab it off the shelf and go.
There was about a fight, close to a fight, down at the Little Caesars tonight. People have no patience.
People are very impatient.
The employees, tell them what happened.
Oh, well, we were waiting in line. We were getting crazy bread. And we waited in line, I don't know what, 15, 20 minutes? But we were just patiently waiting in line. And a big truck comes up beside us and is like, why is your door locked?
Screaming at the people at the window.
Right. And they're, you know, they're waiting on us. And these people are like, you know, well, why is your door locked? We ordered online and we can't even get in and we're not waiting in this line. You know, so they had to get the manager at the window, and here we are sitting at the window. It was just a little awkward.
Where do these people have to be?
I don't know. Maybe they were hangry.
Well, I don't know. That to me, see, I am never for rudeness. Now, I'm for telling somebody how to do their job if they're doing it inappropriately. But I don't think you should be rude like that.
Yeah, I mean, you have to realize places are short-staffed right now, so you have to have a little extra patience. And, you know, if some place has their door locked, it's probably because they don't have the staff to wait on people going in the place and through the drive-thru. They probably only have enough stuff to run the drive-thru, staff to run the drive-thru. That would be my guess.
Well, I'm nothing but patience.
Patience?
Yeah.
Always?
Oh, sure. Have you seen me be impatient?
Maybe.
Well, do tell.
Well, I don't know. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head, but I'm sure you have.
I don't really get impatient. I can wait a long time. Now, what I don't like is when somebody does something wrong. Now, I don't believe in yelling at them, but I believe in, hey, you know, this was wrong. Let's do it right.
Yeah.
I don't believe in telling people, and I would expect somebody to tell me if I was doing something wrong.
Right.
Which I do all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather, I guess, be told if I was doing something wrong. That way I could fix it.
Remember, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
So what is everybody out there doing on a Friday night?
They're in the line at Little Caesars.
Maybe. Or McDonald's or wherever else.
Letting that gas go. Letting that gas guzzle. I don't know what impact this will have long term, this gas hike.
Is it going to be for a while?
Well, the paper I read this week said November.
November? Ugh. Well, good thing I don't have any vacations planned.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. We've had this before. We've had gas prices go high. It's not like it's something we can control at this point.
You think we'll get another stimulus?
No. I think the pandemic has kind of petered out for people.
Yeah, but now we're in this other crisis with the gas and...
Well, we've had that before, and I don't think there were ever stimuluses involved there.
I thought we got stimuluses when Bush was president.
Well, we had a surplus coming out of the Clinton years. That's where that money came from.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I don't foresee that happening now.
Hmm. Well.
That's just the way it goes, I guess.
I'm sitting funny.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind.
Is the phone working?
Maybe everybody's out having a party tonight.
Can anybody hear us?
Party time.
Somebody call us.
That happens on a Friday night every so often.
What? That nobody calls?
It's feast or famine. You never know.
No. What else is new?
I don't know. There's nothing much... There's not a whole lot of new in my life these days.
Hmm. I've had a lot of new.
Well, go right ahead. Tell us all about it.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, just changing jobs and not sleeping and headaches. That's my life.
Well, that's not a good positive.
Well, I mean, I think I just have to, you know, get used to everything. You know, when you start a new job, you have to make sure that you're on time and, you know, you're doing everything right. And I don't know, because you don't want to, like, mess anything up.
Maybe people are out slipping and sliding tonight on the road. That could be. You never know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you said you wanted people to let you know what you did wrong. I made a list out here.
No, I don't want people to tell me. But if somebody did, it wouldn't bother me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get it now.
So what's new?
Oh, not a whole lot. See, we're going to have baseball?
No, I didn't see that.
Yep, they've settled that, and they're going to have a regular season, 162-game season.
Oh, good, good. And I think the Cubs will win the season.
I don't follow baseball too much, but I'd rather see the Reds win, but you might be right.
Well, the Reds are good. I would not mind seeing the Reds win. I like the Reds.
Reds are the Indians.
Now, what do you think about the gas prices and the impatience of people waiting in line? Maybe that has to do with the gas. They don't want to sit in the line because gas is wasting $4 a gallon.
Yeah, that's true. You know, if a line's too long, sometimes I don't want to spend the gas. I'll just go on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but these people tonight were getting a little vicious with the employees.
The gas really hasn't affected me. I haven't left the house for, I just can't, you know, can't get out. Several months, so.
Well, I, you know, in this particular case, it's probably good not to be out with the gas prices the way they are because it's a drain.
I just wonder how long that's going to last.
Well, I think November is what I heard. It's the volatility of the world market right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can see that the president is getting a lot of blame.
Yeah, but it's not really his fault, you know. It's not anybody's fault, really, except, you know, this war.
Well,
it might have been a little high, but everything was a little bit high, you know, not just gas.
You know, I don't really know what's going on with the war over there. I mean, as we talked about this morning, the Ukrainians, they can keep putting up a fight, but they're not going to keep the Russians out unless they get some help. And clearly, they're not going to get any help.
Yeah, they're not going to win.
No, so it's just a matter of time. And when they take over the Ukraine, I don't know where we're going from there. I
think Russia's always going to be dealing with resistance.
Well, yeah, I think there's going to be a resistance, but
it's not going to be enough resistance that's going to, you know, threaten to run them out of there.
No, this Putin is a crazy character, but I don't really know what we can do with him, to be honest. I mean, I understand people have said bomb him, but I'm not sure that that would do anything. I don't think...
Your last caller today called in and brought that up. You know, I was awful late in the program to bring that up.
Yeah, we didn't really get into that because we were in the last 30 seconds. But, God bless you.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, if we bomb him, he does have nuclear weapons. He's not Saddam Hussein, and he's not, it's not Afghanistan.
Well, I was watching TV last night, and he has real small nuclear weapons that he can use in a small battle.
Well, could be. I don't know. I think he would use them. What's he got to lose?
He might use those, but I don't think he would launch any major missiles at anybody.
Well, clearly, he feels that nobody's going to stop him, because he certainly is continuing on.
Well, you know, Donald Trump, he tried to take us out of the NATO. You know, Donald Trump was taking us out of NATO, and if Putin wanted to go invade Poland and all those other countries, you know, we wouldn't have been liable to defend him.
Well,
only back in NATO on account of Biden.
Well, it's, you know, it is where we are now, and I don't know where we go from here, though. I'm not sure what the end game is going to be. I think it's going to be a complete continuation of what's going on.
What if he does pull out of there? Does all the sanctions then automatically go away?
Well, they probably would, because I think we would say that he pulled out because of the sanctions.
I think the sanctions should stay on. If you prove to be yourself that kind of person, you know, I don't think just because you pull out, we start taking sanctions away and, you know, raring to do business with you.
Well, I don't know that we'll do business with him, but I think that we would not keep the sanctions in place because it's hurting other people. That's one of the things America has to learn, is that we can sanction other countries.
Civilians over there, just like they're hurting civilians in Ukraine.
Well,
people over there lost their whole fortunes.
Well, what I'm more talking about is, you know, when we put sanctions on China, for example, we hurt our own people because we sell a lot of Chinese goods here because they produce them at a lower cost. Now, that's fine if you want to cut that off, but when prices go up, you can't complain, which is what happens. I mean, people are astronomically upset because prices have gone up in the grocery store. Well, if you cut trade off with China completely, the price of everything would go up.
But the war is not, the prices are not just on account of the sanctions. The economy, there's a pandemic, you know, the worst part of the pandemic, the economy has really boomed. And it's growing so fast that it's causing inflation.
Well, there is inflation, but also there was we had to bail out the meat industry. There was a big problem there, and I cannot remember who we were trading with that we did not ship out as much meat as we normally do, and we had to bail out the farmers. That was right about the time the pandemic was starting. It didn't get a lot of news because of the pandemic going on, but that happened because we had cut off trade with somebody, and there was all this meat down in, I believe it was Florida, sitting in coolers that never went anywhere because we had stopped trading with a country. I can't remember who it was, but
well,
that's what happens.
First, because commodities like that, you know, the grain, meat, you know, that's used as political pawn a lot of times. You know, so, you know, I can really tend to hurt the farmers at times when they do that.
Well, I think the sanctions right now, I don't know that they're going to hurt the American people, because I don't think the sanctions are causing the gas problem. I think the war between Ukraine and Russia are causing that problem.
Right.
And I don't think that's going to stop.
No, it's not going to stop for a while.
Well, that's...
It's going to be a few months before Russia, you know, is able to take over, you know, if they do capture, you know, a lot more of it, but...
Well, hopefully in the end it turns out okay.
Right.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 34 minutes past the hour.
I know, I don't understand all that stuff. I know you've tried to explain it to me, but it's like, shoo, way over my head.
Well, I know people are upset. The pictures coming out of the Ukraine. People are upset about this.
Oh, yeah. I think it was yesterday morning I had the news on, and it was horrible. Just horrible to watch. I mean, like a bomb hit a maternity ward or something. I don't know. And there's, like, pregnant women laying about to give birth on the ground. I don't know. That was horrible.
War is not pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday morning, and I was going to say something to you, was just not good to watch. I mean, I only watched the news for like 10 minutes in the morning, but that was not a good 10 minutes to watch.
No, it's unfortunate we are where we are. But life will go on, and I don't know. We'll just keep watching what happens.
Right. Well, I mean, it'd be nice if Putin would just back down, but I'm sure he is not that type of person, so...
No, I don't foresee that. Eight. Give us...
Are we on?
Well, I hope so. You never know. Hopefully we're still on. Near as I can tell, it's still counting. 740-751-4038. Can you still hear us out there? I think so. Give me a buzz. I'll check the radio.
Okay.
Say hello.
Hello, can you hear us? Somebody call us.
Yep.
Okay.
We're on.
We would like calls.
It's kind of a no-nonsense, no-topic Friday night. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, yes, Scott and Angie, I can hear you.
Oh, good. How are things?
Well, oh, it's kind of cold and yucky out tonight. Snowy and...
I know. This always seems to happen before the pancake breakfast.
Yeah, I hope maybe you and Angie can make it out there tomorrow.
Maybe. Maybe. How's Carolyn? She getting ready for the show in the morning?
Yep, she's ready. Got everything, got her music all picked out and everything in the car.
Now, she'll be on at what time tomorrow?
Supposed to be out there at 7.
7, the early bird.
Yeah, she's the early bird, so we hope it all goes well.
Yeah, hopefully it goes well and everything's good tomorrow. It's a big event, and I hope people turn back out for it.
I think it's... goes till 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and $6 a ticket, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, $6 a ticket, unless you bought them in advance, and then it was $5.
And all the pancakes you can eat.
Yeah, they're always good too, Scott.
Yeah, I've went to quite a few of those events. They are good events. You know, I think the last one was carry out. And 2 years ago, I think I don't remember why I didn't go, but prior to that, I had been to just about every one in the last 20 years.
The night, Scott, we went down to the Knights of Columbus to the fish fry, and their place was packed.
Really? That's good. People were back out tonight for the fish fry.
Oh, yeah, it was packed, and I guess the week before they ran out of fish.
Now, it's all-you-can-eat fish, right?
Yeah, all-you-can-eat.
And what's the price there?
$10, and if you're a senior, it's $9.
Now, what do you get with that fish?
You get, they got a little bit of fruit punch you can drink, and then they got your fish, coleslaw, French fries, and a roll. Then they go around and give you extra fish if you want it.
Now, is this white fish?
Yeah, it's, Northern, what I want to say, Northern cod, or, yeah, it's a white fish cod.
Now, I like fish. That's my kind of event. Are there a lot of young people there?
Yeah, there's quite a few young people there. Young people and middle-aged people.
Good. Good. I'm glad it's a good mixer.
But it's, I don't know if you and Angie get a chance. It runs clear up to Good Friday. They don't do Good Friday evening, but it goes clear up to Good Friday.
Now, what are the hours?
5 to 7.
5 to 7. Not bad. Well, maybe I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, if you and Angie are out some Friday, between now and Good Friday, and want a good fish dinner, all you can eat, that's the place to go.
Well, sounds good. Well, best of luck to you and Carolyn in the morning, and thanks for calling.
All right. Yeah, you guys are sounding good.
Well, good. Good. Let us know if something happens.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038.
Does the fish fry do carry out?
I think they do. I know the pancake thing tomorrow is doing carry out.
Oh, okay. I made buttermilk pancakes a couple weeks ago. They were really good.
You know, I think this weather has depressed people. They got the spring fever. Everybody put their shorts on.
Now we're back to winter.
Started planting. Mowing.
Mowing?
I heard it all this week.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's what goes on in my neighborhood.
Nope. You won't hear me mowing yet.
And here we are, still in winter, for another 11 days.
Yeah, it's cold. And all that, the snow. I did not want to see snow. I am ready for spring. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people are. When's Easter?
Ooh. It's in April. I'm not sure of the date, though. Because Easter is funny, because sometimes it's in March, sometimes it's in April.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess that's right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis, how's it going?
Good. I just wanted to tell you, the Big Ten basketball tournaments are on. That's probably where everybody's doing.
Oh, that's right. They did start, didn't they?
Yes. I just got done watching Michigan State and Wisconsin. Michigan State won.
Oh, my goodness. Who's the pick this year?
Who, what?
Who's the pick? Who are you picking to win it?
Well, I won Ohio State, and they got beat last night.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, I think Indiana's probably going to win it. It's between Indiana and, I can't remember.
Well, that'd be great for Indiana.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd let you know that's probably what everybody's doing is watching basketball. I'm listening to the radio and watching basketball.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That could be. I forgot the Big Ten was going on.
Is that March Madness?
March Madness. That's a big thing for people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I don't pay attention to sports, really, so.
People loved it. I was never into sports, but I always liked filling out the brackets and just seeing how well you do.
Oh, yeah. I've never done that.
Yeah. But fun.
I know they always did that when I was in school. The boys would do it, but.
Well, because anything can happen. That's the great thing. Your record can be awful, and you can come in and end up doing great.
Yeah.
I remember Gonzaga. Nobody had ever heard of Gonzaga. And then one year they came in, and they got the momentum, and I forget how far they went, but they almost came up with it. And everybody was watching them, because they were saying, who is this school? How are they winning?
Were they a real school?
Yeah, they were a real school, but it was one of those tiny schools. But they just got a good team, and they got momentum, and they pushed on through. Everybody's bracket was messed up that year, because certainly nobody was picking Gonzaga.
That doesn't even sound like a real place.
I don't know what became of them. Maybe they're still in it. I don't know. I should. Maybe that's what I'll do tonight when this is over. I'll tune that in. Tune that in. I like watching it.
You know what I'll do when we get off?
Sleep.
Sleep.
But you don't sleep.
Go home and go to bed.
You've been having insomnia.
I have. It's been horrible. And I fall asleep just fine because I'm so tired. And then I wake up at like 2 or 3 in the morning and then just can't fall back asleep.
I sleep good. But then 6:30 comes and I'm up.
Well, you should be up at 6:30. That's when I mean.
I don't want to be up at 6:30 tomorrow.
Well, a couple of days I had to get up. This week I had to get up because I had to go to Columbus a couple of days this week. And, I mean, I was up at, like, 5 because I had to be to Columbus early and I had no idea where I was going. So I did wake up early. Maybe I was just, like, worried that I didn't know where I was going. So I think once after next week, when I get on like a normal schedule, I should level out, hopefully. But, you know, my hours are a little different, so everything's a little different, so I'm just off. So.
Well, if you want to call in and say anything, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I have a recliner in my office, and every day I think I should drag this thing to the living room.
Well, I think maybe if you had somebody help you drag it to the living room, I don't think you need to be doing that.
Well, I haven't feebled out yet.
I know, but...
The problem is it doesn't match anything.
Does it matter if it matches anything?
Well, I don't know. You try to be conscious of that.
I mean, I don't think it really matters. I was going to say my furniture doesn't match, but I only have a couch. I have a couch sitting in my garage, but...
Your living room's kind of long and narrow.
Yeah, it is, but you haven't been over to my house in like 2 months, so...
I haven't been anywhere.
Well, I know, but I've rearranged my living room, so it looks a lot different.
There's a lot of things going on right now I'm glad I'm not going to.
Like what?
Well, there's just events going on in the...
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Leave that up to your imagination.
Oh, dear.
Pancakes do sound nice, but I'm not getting up. Well, I don't know. Maybe if I'm up, maybe I'll go on over. I would like to hear Carolyn play.
Just at right 7 o'clock in the morning?
Right across the street.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not going to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you never know. I might be. I got yawns tonight. I did not take a nap today. This is the problem. I got up. You know, I think I did more today than I have done in a long time.
Well, that's because you drove. I mean...
Well, I got up early. I got showered. I got dressed. I went to McDonald's before I did the radio show. I did the radio show. Got in the car. Drove to Columbus. Did my little thing in Columbus. Stopped and got some lunch. Came back here. Went out with you tonight. Got the food for dinner.
Yeah.
Doing a radio show tonight. That's a little more active than I've been as of late.
Right. So, maybe you'll sleep good tonight.
I hope so. No nap today. I think today was the first day
since last Thursday that I have not taken a nap. I've taken short naps during the day, but no nap today.
When I got home today, I took a short nap, and then I tried to take another nap. I had stuff I had to get done, and then I tried to take another nap, but I just kind of laid there. But I was just so tired. But I just think it's because I haven't slept. There was a couple nights I slept good, but not the last two.
I've been sleeping good at night. There hasn't been any issue with that, which I'm happy for. I go to bed right away, and I sleep till 6:30, 7, depending on the morning. The other morning, I was up at 5:30, but I went to bed way too early.
I mean, I don't go to bed early because I could sleep. I really could sleep from 9 o'clock to probably 7 o'clock if I didn't have my animals. They like to wake me up. That could be another reason I don't sleep well.
Well, one of the nice things is this upcoming week, I don't think I have anything scheduled, to my knowledge. So this next week will kind of be a free week.
So what do you plan on doing?
I don't know yet. Play it by ear.
Yeah?
I was all over the Roku tonight looking for shows. I found all kinds of interesting stuff to watch. I think I'm going to start getting into old movies. Like old. Black and white.
So you're going to watch those during the day, right?
No, I'm going to make sure that you're here to watch those. Like A Night at the Opera.
With the Marx Brothers. I don't know. Why don't they make movies?
See, this is why I don't watch movies anymore, because they don't make movies like that.
But why do you want to watch movies in black and white when you can watch them in color?
Those movies weren't made in color.
Well, let's add some color to them. I mean, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't watch them, probably. Have you watched, maybe the next thing you'll watch are silent movies.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
Chaplin? Charlie Chaplin, he was brilliant.
I remember when the Palace had silent movies. And I went.
They just couldn't afford the sound.
No.
Those weren't really silent movies.
Oh, okay.
They just couldn't afford the sound.
No, I know. I remember going. So I've watched silent movies before.
You seem like you were tortured as a child. Because there are a lot of things you won't do now that you say you just like horrified you when you were a child. I think we've stumbled onto another one here.
I never watched a silent movie when I was a kid.
Well, you just said you remember going to the palace to watch.
Not when I was a kid. I was an adult.
Well, why'd you go?
Well, because I went with somebody.
Okay. Why'd you do that?
Well, I don't know. Probably they said, hey, do you want to go? Oh, sure.
Oh, see, if I didn't want to go, I'd say no.
Hey, anytime I get a chance to eat popcorn, I'll go.
But it scarred you now for life.
No, it didn't scar me. I just...
Now, you would not watch a silent movie with me because of this horrible experience.
No, I would still watch one with you, but I might fall asleep.
Well, we'll go to the palace.
Will you buy me popcorn?
Sure.
And a Pepsi?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And well, you know what? I like when they used to do marathons. Just run them one after the other, after the other, after the other.
Of silent movies?
Well, whatever. Oh, doesn't have to be silent.
I don't think I could do that all day.
Sit there all day. Those old movies actually had plots. I like that. You know, that's one thing about, like, A Night at the Opera. They can't make that now. Stuff's got to be blown up now, and there's no plot. I look at movies, I think, what was the plot of that?
Well, I don't know. You're a different character.
No, there are a lot of people who will not go to the movies anymore because it's just blowing stuff up.
Well, I don't go to watch blowing up movies.
What is a great movie that's been made where they're not just blowing stuff up? Go ahead, caller.
Yes.
Do you remember older movies, how big musicals were?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we have musicals today, but there's not too many. But I don't care much for shows that are musical.
You know, I was never big into musicals. I can't say I even know a musical well, I mean, I like things like Mary Poppins.
West Side Story, that's a popular movie.
I never watched that.
Oh, see, that was a good one, West Side Story.
That was a musical.
Yeah, I never watched that. But have you ever seen A Night at the Opera with the Marx Brothers?
I don't think so. If I have, I just think.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
But is this a silent movie?
No. Marx Brothers, I don't think we're
is
in any silent
movies. Is it a
black
and white movie?
Yeah.
I don't care much for silent movies either. they jerk around, they don't walk, or, you know, all their body motions are amplified. I mean.
Have you ever seen A Face in the Crowd with Andy Griffith?
Man, I think. I have. What's it about?
Well, it's a black and white movie, but it is the best political movie you will ever see in your life. And it's amazing to me that it kind of mirrors what's went on in life. I don't want to. It's like the Manchurian Candidate. If I give you, it's all based on the ending. Let me put it that way. But. The point of the movie essentially is Andy Griffith is a television personality, and he's helping. Do you have like a nervous cough?
No, I just have a tickle in my throat.
Oh my goodness! This isn't silent radio. Boy, the old silent radio days were good, weren't they?
Oh yeah, those were wonderful.
Yeah, you just turn on the radio and it's nothing but silence. Those people knew how to work.
Yeah, that was really good for the Titanic, too.
Oh, boy, I love that. But no, A Face in the Crowd is Andy Griffith is a television personality, and he's trying to help a political candidate get elected. But it's Patricia Neal's in that movie. And she's like Andy Griffith's assistant, if I remember right. But Andy Griffith is a complete phony. He's so nice to the people, and he loves the people, and oh, he just thinks they're so great. But when he's off the camera, he just downs them. How stupid they are, and how ridiculous, and how they're sheep and will follow anybody, and blah 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 blah. And then the ending. And I'm not going to give away the ending. You got to watch the movie. It's the greatest movie.
I don't think I have watched it. I've seen some of Andy Griffith's early stuff, and a lot of his early stuff, he was a mouth.
Well, not that Andy Griffith's show is not great, but it's sad to me that that's all people know him for, because he was a great movie actor. And Face in the Crowd is great. No Time for Sergeants is great. I mean, he was a very good, serious actor, but he was Andy Taylor, and now that's all people remember him for, that and Matlock.
Well, once you get like that, you get typecast. That happens to a lot of young actors and
yeah.
actresses, too. They get typecast.
But a face...
Wants to, you know, put them in something else.
A Face in the Crowd. If you can find it, check it out.
Yeah, I'll look for that, Scott.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That could be Siskel and Ebert.
You could. But you just have to be one. Siskel.
That could be Gene Shalit. Do you notice there are no movie critics anymore? Every TV show used to have a movie critic. Now, where are they? Why don't we have movie critics anymore?
When was the last time you went to the movie theater?
Right, I'm telling you, it's all dead because the movies are junk. All they do is blow stuff up. What do you have to... There's no critique of that.
I don't think so. They don't just blow things up. There's comedies out there, romantic comedies... I mean, murder shows. They're not blowing people up at murder shows.
I wonder what happened to the critics.
They died.
Well, yeah, but where... Don't we have any new critics? Any new movie critics?
Maybe that could be your new job.
Oh, I like being critical of people, so that'd be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, those movie critics were fierce.
Yeah.
Siskel and Ebert, two thumbs down. That was a horrible plot, a horrible movie, terrible. Thumbs down.
Yeah, you could do a whole YouTube channel. You could have your podcast.
Oh, I
movie just, critic podcast.
Maybe I'll start doing that in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, Family Feud and trivia.
You over it?
Well, I don't mind it every so often, but it's kind of like doing Tradio. I understand it's fun for the listeners, but there's only so much. Only so much you can do.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to see you up at 7 o'clock in the morning going to get pancakes.
It could happen. And then I'll go back to bed. I won't get dressed. I'll just wear sweatpants and a t-shirt, and I'll get my N95 out, and I'll go in and get my pancakes.
In your flip-flops.
Come right back here, get in bed, eat the pancakes.
With syrup?
Sure. I think we're down to the last minute here.
What's your favorite kind of syrup?
Maple.
No, what brand?
Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, I like Log Cabin.
You want to eat a log cabin?
No, the log cabin syrup. That's my favorite.
There is no more Aunt Jemima.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, no. It's Manel Milling or something now. We're going to break here. Stay tuned. We'll be back for another hour. Enjoy the Big Ten. Come back with us in 15. Hey, 10:15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes. And do the show. That shows me a lot.
Well, I
more your kind in our game.
Well, I have to say, and there are a few more things we're going to get on into here in the next 28 minutes. But you know, I think this is important live radio stuff.